burning point.
There are certain key pressure points that are hitting American citizens and affecting our rights. In fact, to the point where our rights are going to be devastated if we don't take some kind of action. Indeed, it was recently revealed that the Justice Department had a secret subpoena where they were listening in on and collecting the records of AP writers and editors without the organization even knowing. This is all part and parcel with the police state matrix in which we live, where the government is conducting surveillance on us, in violation, clearly, of our Fourth Amendment rights, as our founding fathers gave us. And it's all part of the electronic concentration camp in which we live. For example, in May 2013, in an interview with CNN, former FBI counterterrorism agent Tim Clemente disclosed that the federal government is keeping track of all digital communications that occur within the United States, whether or not those communications are American citizens or whether or not they have a warrant to do so. Clemente dropped his bombshell during a CNN interview about authorities' attempts to determine the nature of communications between the deceased Boston bombing suspect and his widow. In the course of the conversation, Clemente revealed that federal officials will not only be able to access any voicemails they may have left by either party, but the entirety of the phone conversations they had will be at federal agents' fingertips. All phone conversations occurring in America are being captured as we speak, whether we like it or not, Clemente said. There is a way to look at all digital communications in the past. No digital communications are secure. In other words, what this former FBI agent is telling us, any kind of communications we have, electronic or otherwise, are downloadable by federal agents. In other words, we're being watched. There's two classes of people now, the watchers and the watched. Indeed, despite federal court rulings to the contrary, the Department of Justice under Eric Holder continues to assert that it does not require a warrant to access Americans' emails, Facebook chats, or other digital communication. And believe it or not, the nefarious National Security Agency admits to downloading 1.7 billion bits of information from the internet every day. In other words, if you are on the internet in any way or electronic communications, you have a file. These government-initiated spying programs depend in large part on the willingness of corporations to hand over personal information about their customers to government officials. Sometimes the government purchases the information outright. At other times, the government issues so-called national security letters, which allow the government to force companies to hand over personal information without a warrant or probable cause. For example, Google has filed a patent for a policy violation checker, a software program which would monitor an individual's communications as they type them out, whether in an email, an Excel spreadsheet, or some other digital document. Then alert the individual and potentially their employer or a government agent if they type any problematic phrases, and that's the actual language they use, which present policy violations that have legal implications or are otherwise troublesome to a company, business, or individual. The software would work by comparing the text being typed to a predefined database of so-called problematic phrases, which would presumably be defined on a company-by-company basis. Can you believe that? Problematic phrases? Google's going to be watching for those and turning them over to the government? What's a problematic phrase? Let's see. I don't like the government. The government stinks. They're violating my rights, government agents are. The FBI is a Gestapo. Or we live in a police state, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So virtually anything that's anti-government or what the so-called founding fathers, who were rebels, would have thought about the government at the time they wrote the Constitution. So what does all this mean? If you use one of those problematic phrases, you will get in trouble, probably. And what will happen? Well, as we saw with some Tea Party groups and so-called patriots, the IRS comes in and conducts a massive investigation. In other words, the government sends in the IRS to put the fear of the state in you. The reality is we no longer live in a free society. The phantom promise of security has trapped a lot of Americans into giving their freedoms over. But to paraphrase Benjamin Franklin, he who desires security over freedom deserves neither.